This is VOA News via remote. I'm Laurel Bowman. U.S. Food and Drug Administration authorized the first COVID-19 vaccine developed by Pfizer and BioNTech. It's been made available for emergency use to patients age 16 and older. In clinical trials, the vaccine was 95% effective at preventing illness and showed no short-term safety issues. A Vietnamese court on Saturday sentenced the head of the Hanoi Center for Disease Control and Prevention to 10 years in prison after finding him guilty of wrongdoing linked to procuring equipment to help tackle the COVID-19 outbreak. The man was accused of overstating the cost of COVID-19 testing systems during a transaction, causing a loss of 5.4 billion dong, or more than $233,000, to the state budget, the Ministry of Public Security said in a statement. South Korea reported a record 950 daily coronavirus cases on Saturday, exceeding the late February peak of 909, with the president calling the country's third wave of COVID-19 an emergency. The South Korean authorities warned they may tighten social distancing restrictions to their strictest level, but are holding off for now. Britain's mass vaccination of its population against COVID-19 is underway. It was the first Western nation to start this global endeavor that poses one of the biggest logistical challenges in peacetime history. A 90-year-old grandmother from Britain became the first person in the world to receive the Pfizer vaccine outside of a trial following its rapid clinical approval on December 2nd. The chief executive of Germany's BioNTech said the biggest challenge facing it and partner Pfizer now that the COVID-19 vaccine is authorized for use in the U.S. will be to scale up manufacturing to meet huge demand. And Japan saw more than 3,000 new infections of the novel coronavirus for the first time in one day Saturday. This is VOA News. World leaders should declare states of climate emergency in their countries to spur action to avoid catastrophic global warming. These were the words of UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres as he opened a climate summit on Saturday. He added that climate emergency should stay in place until carbon neutrality is reached. Guterres also said that rich countries are spending 50% more of their pandemic recovery cash on fossil fuels over low-carbon energy. More than 70 world leaders are addressing the one-day virtual gathering aimed at building momentum for much steeper cuts in planet-warming emissions, this on the fifth anniversary of the 2015 Paris Climate Accord. On Friday, summit co-host Britain announced it would pledge to end direct government support for overseas fossil fuel projects at the summit, aiming to spur similar moves by other countries to accelerate a shift to cleaner energy. Diplomats are watching summit speeches for any signs of significantly stronger climate pledges from countries including India, Japan, and China, which surprised many observers by announcing a goal to become carbon neutral by 2060. Media watchdog Reporters Without Borders voiced outrage Saturday at the execution in Iran of Rohail Azam, a former opposition figure who had been implicated in anti-government protests. The organization said it had been warning the UN about the journalist's possible execution. Iranian state television said earlier Saturday that the counter-revolutionary had been hanged after the Supreme Court upheld his sentence due to the severity of the crimes committed against the Islamic Republic. Reporters Without Borders is outraged at this new crime of Iranian justice, the organization tweeted. It charged that Iran's supreme leader was the mastermind of this execution. Iran's Revolutionary Guards announced the arrest of Azam in October 2019, claiming he had been directed by France's intelligence service. State television said he was under the protection of several countries' intelligence services. London-based group Amnesty International, in a statement after his verdict was confirmed, had described the journalist as a dissident. It said the confirmation marked a shocking escalation in the use of the death penalty as a weapon of repression. And Britain is likely to complete its journey out of the European Union in 3 weeks without a trade deal. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson and European Commission Chief Ursula von der Leyen have said Britain quit the EU in January, but remains an informal member until December 31st. For more on these and other stories, please visit our website at voanews.com. Via remote, Laurel Bowman, VOA News.